Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love, Father God. And thank you for your great love that has moved in Jesus and brought in a new and a better covenant in every way. And thank you for this week, Lord, as we go through Matthew 16. Thank you, Father God, this picture of your beauty and your goodness that has come just takes hold of each and every one, Father God, to live in a close proximity to you, to know that in you we live and move and have our being. And we thank you, Father God, for revival to break forth in each and every person and in South Africa, Africa and the world, Father God, because all has been done and we can now freely take hold and arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 16, verse 1 to 4. Now the Pharisees and Sadducees came up and testing Jesus to get something to use against him. They asked him to show them a sign from heaven, which would support his divine authority. But he replied to them, "When it's evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and has a threatening look. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but cannot interpret the signs of the time? An evil and morally unfaithful generation craves a miraculous sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." Then he left them and went away.
Hallelujah. You know, he speaks about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Sadducees just don't have no real hope. And the Pharisees just put the hope far out. And this is a picture of what we have in this world today. People that don't know their God and they don't know what's available in Christ Jesus. And not building their life on the words. He says, you want to be my true disciples? You continue, abide, stay in tune with my word. And the word is Jesus. And you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. And what we can just see in the signs of the times, is we can see the evil is we right at the end of the time now, because no longer is the evil and the good, you don't know the difference. It was the two, the tares and the wheat growing together. Now you know the difference. So we're at the end of the end where you see the tares getting into bundles, standing for deception. And that's just the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And then there is a church that needs to go into the barn, go into the fullness of the kingdom. Repent, because the kingdom is at hand, Jesus said. Now the kingdom is already here because Jesus has died. He has fallen into the ground. The seed that the builders rejected has fallen into the ground to bear much fruit. And he now encourages us and tells us, we need to turn away from the world, look to him, set your mind on things above, and follow him. And that following him is daily because his mercies are new every morning. And then when we serve God in that way, or we serve Jesus in that way, God honors that believer. So we speak here about the sign of Jonah. It was the sign of Jonah, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Jesus paid the price. Another prophetic scripture that points us to us is Hosea chapter 6. On the second day I will revive you. On the third day I will raise you up so that you may know me. Like the rising of the sun comes daily. And we need to know him in relationship. We need to know him in spirit and in truth. We need to know him that the kingdom, we are in the kingdom. And we have come to the kingdom, as it says in Hebrews 12 from verse 22, come to the kingdom, come to the angels. We have come to the church. We have come to the church whose names are written in heaven. And we are part of that church built on the foundation of Jesus and the prophets, Jesus and the apostles. And that's where we've come to. And Jesus is a mediator of a new covenant. We've come to our Father, the God, the judge of all. And we need to stay in tune because Jesus speaks and he leads by the Spirit. Amen. So, guys, arise and shine. Everything's been done. The seed has fallen into the ground. The new church, the new covenant, the kingdom of God is all at our disposal as we stay in tune, working together with the Lord. Our labor is not in vain, it's to our gain. So stay in tune, develop on schedule, and be the people God made you to be. Everything's been done. We're now in a period of knowing, and then the fullness come, the fullness of the day coming. It's finished. It's in. It's the closing. Sadly, some people are looking at the finishing line, but they don't know what has been made available, and they're not in relationship knowing the truth and the truth setting them free, and that's a problem. So wake up and draw close to your God so he can draw close to you. In Jesus' name, amen.